Matt Burwell.
You good?
Yeah. I guess I'll ask for him also. Tell me your first reaction at TCU.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're really excited. You know, they're a top-ranked team, and, you know, this probably going to be one of the best teams we've played this year. And, you know, their team has really stepped it up as their season's gone along. And, you know, they had a big win in the BCS last year, and, you know, their program just really elevated, so I can't wait to play a team like TCU.
12 games, 500 points. They're scoring one of the top averages in the nation. What are you going to try and do to, you know, I know you haven't seen too much film on them and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, when you hear gaudy stats like that, is it more of a, you know, let's show what we can do against a team like that?
Yeah, I mean, that only helps us out, you know, because we'll prepare better. And, you know, we're just going to stick to the same things we've been doing all year. You know, playing fundamental defense, you know, stopping the run with the defensive line, all the linebackers helping them, and the secondary helping out. And they had to go to the passing game. We'll work on that and just basically do the things we've been doing all year that made us successful.
Speaking of running backs, they've got three guys that have over 600 yards. I think collectively 15 touchdowns between them, different things like that. Very, very balanced, very run, very pass. Do you have a preference on what type of team you like to face, or?
You know, I really don't. You know, it's kind of a spur of the moment type deal. I mean, if we're stopping the run really well, you know, maybe we just keep running the ball, you know, but. You know, we have success stopping the pass. You know, they can't pass, and they're going to have to run. So, you know, it's really whatever we can stop first that puts them into a neutral, you know, game for them, and it'll help us out in the way. So,
from a fan's perspective, you see two conference champions, two teams that have both won seven games. You know, how much buzz do you think can be created around this game?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking last night on all the bowl games, and it's kind of like I think it's probably one of the bigger games being played for, you know, other non-BCS games. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty big game for us and our program. So, you know, a win will definitely help us out establishing our program.
Just from a climate perspective, how much are you looking forward to going to California during winter months?
Yeah, I can't wait, especially this weather we're having right now. You know, it's just looking for some sunny weather, nice cool breeze going through, and it's one of the perks you get to get, I guess, when you go out there in San Diego.
You ever been surfing before? Colby said that he'd like to see you out there.
I have not been surfing, but I'm looking forward to trying. We went out to Hawaii, and I got some lessons, so maybe he can teach me a few things before we get the waves.
Talk a little bit about the transformation of this program since you got here. What's the difference now?
You know, I just really think our team chemistry has gotten a lot better. You know, when I first got here, you know, my first season playing, we went to that defense school, and, you know, you can see it building off from that year. And then the coaching changes, you know, that's always a little rough on the team. But I feel like after last year, I mean, everybody just bought into the system and realized that we can be one of those next Boise States and TCU looking to play and just kind of build our program to where it needs to be.
There have been a lot of great defensive players come through here, but you own the sack record. Just what does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. You know, with the help of our coach, you know, I feel like my game's elevated a lot. You know, from where it's been from the past couple of years to where it is now, I mean, it's been tremendous. It's come with a lot of hard work and, you know, a lot of off-season work. And, I've had to change a lot of things since I've got here, height, weight, and size, and stuff like that. You know, it's pretty exciting to be around a lot of new players and help you make plays. So, you know, it's helped a lot to be around with this defense.
How much weight have you put on since you've been here?
It's been, I think when I first got here, I was about 205, and I'm 35 right now, so about 50 pounds. So,
we see Sonny Dykes, he's so laid back in these meetings, and then we see the fiery side on the sidelines. What is he like on an everyday routine? And I guess he's not afraid to get in your face at some point.
No, you know, I think he's a laid back guy, you know, off the field and, you know, in the meeting room. But I think once you start practices and get on the game day, you know, you just kind of like every player, they change their attitude and, you know, they focus in more. And it's more of an intense, you know, 2 to 3 hour practice and a 2 to 3 hour game. You know, you're always focused on the passer game. And, you know, he's one of those guys that will do anything to help our team win. And, you know, an exciting guy on the field.
Everybody's going to look at you guys as a major underdog in this game. I guess that's a role you kind of like?
Nah, I'll take it. I hope everybody takes it as an underdog because the way our defense and offense started playing, we kept playing through the season. A lot of things are going to be happening that are going to be good for us. And, just work in preparation that we're going to put in the next few weeks is going to hopefully pay off.
A guy like Adrian Cole, when he walks in here, you're thinking, that can't be Adrian Cole. He's not very big. I mean, just the way he plays, just what has he meant for you guys defensively?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that since day one. He's the type of guy that he knows the game, and he can make plays happen left and right. And he expects things to happen, and he's just one of those guys that I think defense is starting to respect him and pass the ball, which helps him make plays. And I think he gets like 20 tackles a game. It feels like he's always around the ball and making plays. It helps our defense up.
That was good, man.